The International Organization for Migration says, according to its latest information, up to 3 smugglers' boats carrying hundreds of migrants sank off the coast of Libya. IOM spokesman Jean-Philippe Chosy says it is quite likely the rickety boats capsized because they were overloaded, top-heavy, and ran into heavy storm winds.
The boats are usually overcrowded. There's no safety equipment on those boats, no buoys, no dinghies, anything, because the purpose is to cram as many people on those boats as possible, with total disrespect for the safety, the dignity of those people who get on those boats, who want to go towards the Italian island of Lampedusa.
Egyptian authorities report the mishap occurred about 30 kilometers off the Libyan coast. They say some Egyptian nationals were rescued and that the bodies of 10 other Egyptians are among the dead. Chosy says most of the migrants aboard the vessels are believed to have come from sub-Saharan Africa and North Africa. He says Libya is a country of destination for many migrants from these regions. He says increasingly, migrants from the Horn of Africa also are arriving in Libya and risking their lives to get to Europe.
Over the past year, we've assisted more than 3,500 destitute, stranded migrants who were allowed to return home on a voluntary basis and benefited from a reintegration package to help them start new lives in their country of origin, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa. Last year, there were over or close to 37,000 people who landed, who arrived on the Italian island of Lampedusa. And I think it's fair to say that a majority of those who arrived in Lampedusa left from the Libyan coast.
The smuggling season normally shuts down in October and resumes again in April. Chosy says it is not surprising to see the numbers of boats leaving Libya and crossing the Gulf of Aden increasing. He says the latest tragedy shows the lengths to which desperate people will go to escape a life of misery and poverty. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.